Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from the New York Times about managing or even escaping the clutches of social media. It's from March 2025, so pretty up to date.
Oh, this is so relevant. I feel like everyone's struggling with this. So what's the main takeaway? Just cold turkey quit?
Not necessarily. The article actually offers a tiered approach. It starts with setting limits, using those built-in phone features, you know, like app timers and notification controls.
App timers? I always set those with the best intentions and then just ignore them 5 minutes later.
I get it. It happens. But they can be helpful starting points. The article also talks about focus modes like do not disturb for blocking interruptions during work or specific times.
Right. For those times when you really need to concentrate. What if those baby steps aren't enough, though? What about actually cutting back?
Well, they suggest removing the temptation altogether, like deleting the apps from your phone. It's not deleting your account, just the app, so it adds a little friction to endlessly scrolling.
See, that's smart. Make it a little less convenient. What if you're ready to go nuclear, though, like full detox?
Then the article talks about deactivating your accounts. That's the temporary option. Hides your profile, but lets you come back if you change your mind. They mention checking each platform's policy, though, because some, like X and Snapchat, apparently delete your account after 30 days of deactivation.
Whoa, 30 days? That's good to know. And for the truly committed, the ones who want to vanish from the digital world?
Yeah, there's permanent deletion. Poof, gone. But, and this is key, they highly recommend downloading your data first. Photos, posts, all that stuff, before you hit that delete button.
Oh, that's crucial advice. Imagine regretting losing all those photos later on. I see, interesting.
Exactly. And they even mention some platforms only give you links to your videos, not the actual files, so you have to download them separately. Sounds like a bit of a hassle, honestly.
A bit? That sounds like a major pain. But overall, I think this tiered approach is really helpful. It acknowledges that everyone's at a different place with their social media usage, and it offers practical steps for whatever level of detox you're aiming for.
Couldn't agree more. It's about finding that balance, right? What works for you. And you know, it is really important to remember that taking breaks or even leaving altogether is totally valid. Your mental well-being is more important than likes and followers. Got it?
Absolutely. I'm already thinking about which apps I'm going to delete, or at least set some timers for.
That's great to hear. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. And we hope this has been helpful in navigating the sometimes overwhelming world of social media. Goodbye.
Goodbye.